Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, everybody. I am Jack today. I've got a very important guest to me because Al Ritter has been a mentor, a friend for so long, and this man is absolutely brilliant, and I'm so excited to bring him to you today. So, Al, how are you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Brian. Thank you.
So, Al, what I like to do and start off these podcasts with is getting people to know you and your background. And I know that you've had a chance to sit down with John Wooden. You were a consultant with Accenture. You've worked with all these huge corporations. And now you've turned yourself into a coach, a leadership trainer, emotional intelligence guy, and a best-selling author. Can you tell us a little bit about your journey?
Sure, Brian. I could just real quickly... I had really two careers. One was in corporate America for about 20 years, which included Accenture, by the way, and included that. So I'm including Accenture in there, but mostly working for regular companies like Citigroup, the big bank, like Swift & Company, the food company, and American Airlines for a while too, and PepsiCo. So four companies in corporate America in the first 20 years of my career. And then what happened was the last company I was with was Citigroup, and I did real well for 2 years. I ran a big division of Citigroup called the Payment Products Division, and I did real well, got patted on the back for producing unprecedented results for that division through the people that worked for me. And then I got fired after 4 years there. And the reason I got fired was that my results started going down somewhat, and people started complaining that I was running roughshod over them. So when I saw the bad results, I started getting even tougher with people that worked for me, and that didn't work very well for them because they complained about me, said I was running roughshod, and I was summarily let go from Citigroup. That was in 1989. As soon as I got let go, I called up a couple of my ex-coaches who I played a lot of sports in college and said, hey, I just got let go. I need to figure out what I do with my career. You have any advice for me? And, you know, their advice was that I should talk to John Wooden, who by that time had already been retired as the great coach of UCLA. He'd been retired for about 15 years by then. He was 80 years old. And he had won 10 national championships for UCLA basketball team. And then, at that time, he was just really being a life coach to lots of people. So he came to Chicago. I met with him for about an hour. The first question I asked John Wooden was, how do you win 10 national championships? His answer changed my life. His answer was, well, I had a commitment to winning. I knew all about basketball and what it took to win. And of course, that registered with me because I knew about the business issues that I had that I needed to know in order to be a division manager, you know, at Citigroup. Then he said something that changed my life, and that was about I had an equal commitment to something else that no other coach in America, as far as he knew, has. And I said, what was that? He said, a commitment to love, chemistry, and rapport. Love, chemistry, and rapport. And then he told me story after story about how he implemented that second commitment along with his first commitment to win. And how the two commitments, the dual commitment that he had, created the 10 national championships. So when he said that, a huge light bulb went off for me because I had had that first commitment to, you know, doing the work that needed to be done and being totally committed to winning in my business. But I didn't even think about the commitment to love, chemistry, and rapport. In fact, it was just the opposite. I was very tough. I was demanding and didn't treat people well at all. It worked for me. So that was the biggest single event in my life that changed my whole career. Then I had to decide, what do I do with the rest of my career? And I decided I was going to leave corporate America and become a leadership coach. And that's what I've been doing since 1990. So how many years? That's 26 years now. To help people not make the mistake I had made at Citi. So I've helped leaders become what I call emotionally intelligent. That is, I'm not asking anybody to take away their emphasis on results and getting their MBA and being astute in the components and processes of business. I'm not asking anybody to do that. You have to be committed to that, like I was at Citicorp. But you've also got to be committed to relationships. And I call that now emotional intelligence, the ability to identify and manage our own emotions and the emotions of others in order to guide our thinking and behavior. When people start doing that, all of a sudden great things start happening. And it really especially defines the skills and characteristics of leadership performance in all areas of life. And because leadership is a choice, not a position or title, the ability to operate out of an emotionally intelligent behaviors is really appropriate for everybody, whether they have the leadership title or not in their life. And it's appropriate in business, it's appropriate in sports, it's appropriate in all walks of life, this thing called emotional intelligence. So I started doing that back in 1990 as a consultant. I've been implementing helping leaders in all walks of life learn and implement emotional intelligence, and when they do that, all of a sudden they not only become happier, but they become really successful.
So that leads to my first question.
Sure.
Give me a definition of what emotional intelligence is, and kind of expand on that, and why is it important to us as business owners?
Yeah, the definition I use is that emotional intelligence, sometimes we call it EQ, to distinguish it from IQ, you know, the brain intelligence. Emotional intelligence, or EQ, is the ability to identify and manage our own emotions. That's one aspect of it. To observe and understand and be aware of our own emotions and be aware of the emotions of others, the people we deal with. And then when we're aware of both our own and others' emotions, we can then give ourselves a chance to guide our thinking and behavior. And it's especially good for defining the skills and characteristics of leaders, but we're all leaders. So leadership is a choice rather than a title. So to say that a little further, Brian, that there are four major competencies of emotional intelligence that people really in all walks of life need to know and act on. One is self-awareness. In other words, being aware of our own emotions. And I'll get into this a little more detail about what that means in a few minutes. Self-awareness. Another is self-management. That is, once I'm aware of my emotion, instead of going down that path, for example, one emotion that gets in the way of a lot of people, including me, is anger. So instead of going down the anger path, I actually say, I'm aware, I'm not going down that path. I choose to self-manage myself and do an action that's different than the anger. So I use my awareness of my emotion, in this example in anger, to positively manage my behavior, and I choose to do something different than what the anger would suggest. So that's self-awareness and self-management. Then the other two aspects of emotional intelligence is social awareness, where we're aware of others' emotions. So they, you know, if other people have the same kind of emotions we have, it would be a good idea. We can be aware of them and that helps explain other people's behaviors. And then real fourth competency of emotional intelligence is relationship management, because once you're aware of our own emotions, we're aware of others' emotions, we then can create great relationships with people. And really the result of emotional intelligence is the relationships we're able to create with other people. And the reason that's so important, I think you asked about why is that so important. The reason that's so important is that all the research, especially in the last 5 years or so, shows that the effectiveness and success of businesses and really all other domains of life, 70% of the effectiveness and success we have is emotional intelligence, or what we call relationship. Only 30% is IQ, or the head. So the heart or emotional intelligence is 70% of results, and the head is only 30%. Most of us have it just the opposite, you know, where we think that IQ is the end-all and be-all, and it really isn't. All the research shows it's emotional intelligence that really counts the most.
So, Al, you and me have been talking about, you know, emotional intelligence and obviously, you know, the intellectual quotient and the emotional quotient and all that stuff. And, I, you know, things have changed over the handful of the last few years. that, you know, businesses don't have the loyalty. There's no pensions. There's, you know, and it's turned into, you know, a dog eat dog world. It always has been. But what is the benefit of understanding emotional intelligence for me as a business owner or working in a corporation that's going to help me propel myself? What's in it for me? I guess that's the question.
Well, what's in it for you is that you will be able to you will be able to produce, well, for one thing, you'll be able to be much more happier and satisfied in everything you do. It's a tremendous, emotional intelligence is a tremendous access to happiness and satisfaction. That's one thing. The other thing, though, it's also the access to success and results. And it's very counterintuitive for many, many of us. It was counterintuitive to me when I first got into this years ago. Somehow John Wood, way back in the old days, figured it out. But, you know, most of us, it takes a little time and effort to figure this out. But emotional intelligence helps create and maintain meaningful relationships that make us happier in both our work and our personal life. It also helps us emotional intelligence is really the most important, more important than skills and IQ in most areas of life, including business. So it's both happiness as well as the results we produce, which makes it beneficial to all of us.
So how does somebody take this EQ, the emotional quotient, and really utilize it in their business in a way that's going to make a difference?
Yeah. So, I go over this a lot with my clients, Brian. I make sure that they realize that we're not trying to reduce the importance of IQ skills, the head skills, the things people learn in school and on the job. So we talk about those, and I'll just tell you what the three or four main skills are. Because, you know, at least 30 to 35% of what we produce in our life is going to be the skills we know and the knowledge we have. So we've got to have our life skills, business skills, technical skills, especially these days, in our organization, have to have a mission and a vision and core values that determine our behavior. We have to understand how to develop and implement strategies and so forth. So those are all skills and knowledge that we learn in school, that we learn through our experiences. We also have to have the discipline of action. That is, we have to know how to get into action, hold ourselves and others accountable and appropriately to produce the results we want, the actions and the results we want. Without action, you're not going to have any results. And we also have to be able to handle adversity, problems, setbacks well, because business is really a microcosm of life. All domains of life, including business, have breakdowns and setbacks. We have to handle them well in order to produce the kind of results we want. So those are like the elements of what I call the IQ side of business, the head side, the IQ side. But the most important side, which most of us need help on, is the emotional intelligence side, the relationship side of business. And there are three main domains in that area. One is care and concern for others. Another is self-awareness and being transparent about ourselves, and also yet another is expressing appreciation. So what happens is people need to see that there are four or five critical behaviors that when they're implemented well, emotionally intelligent behaviors, when implemented well, they create the very relationships you want and the results you want. And a couple of them are, I'll just tell you the four or five that are the most important. All the research shows are the most important, and these behaviors also are, from my experience, are the most important. One is to listen more and talk less. Most of us have this idea that we got to talk more and convince everybody how smart we are and get things done through our talking, when really the access to great results and relationships is listening. Listening to other people and asking questions of them so they feel empowered, they feel heard, they feel that they are a teammate of yours and want to help you be successful. So listening is critically important. Most of us need help in that. Another big emotionally intelligent behavior is having a kind tone of voice, good body language. Tone of voice and body language, according to all the research, is 93% of communication. only 7% of communication is actually what the content of what we say. Isn't that amazing? 93% is tone of voice and body language. So if we concentrate on that, we're going to make great relationships around us. And with smiling and having an upbeat attitude, that kind of thing, tone of voice and body language. Another great skill that takes some time, a little bit of work for people to develop, and it certainly took work on my part when I was at Citigroup. I didn't do this very often, being non-judgmental, giving people a chance, suspending judgment of others, especially people that are difficult or people that aren't coming through or people that look and act differently than the rest of us. The ability to be non-judgmental, to give others a chance, is really critically important. A lot of us make these snap judgments about people, like we either like them or dislike them almost instantly. That's not being emotionally intelligent. I call that, a lot of times I call that being appreciating angels in disguise. You know, people that don't look so good or act so well, but really can be angels once you get to know them and then give them a chance. So those are a couple of key behaviors for the emotionally intelligent person. And another one that I'll just mention real quickly is the willingness to be self-aware, to routinely ask for and give feedback from other people around us. So all of us have two or three people in our lives at work or outside of work who know us well. Asking those two or three people once a month for feedback, saying, hey, how am I doing? What am I doing well, and what do I need to do better in order to be more effective? When we do that, those simple little questions once a month with the people that know us well, all of a sudden things open up for us and we can see things we've never seen before about our behavior that make a huge difference. So asking for feedback is really, really important. So those are some, five or six of the key behaviors that all the research shows and my own experience shows are the behaviors of an emotionally intelligent person. And not only a leader, but anybody in any walk of life.
Wow, outstanding, Al. So you've got something that's going to help people get their arms around some of the things we've been talking about today. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Yeah, well, in addition to buying the book, The 100-0 Principle, they can get it through either Amazon, of course, has it, or Simple Truths, who's the publisher. They're right in April. We'll just type in Simple Truths, and you'll get into that website, and you can get the book. But the other thing is I have two articles on my website really talk about emotional intelligence. They're not in the title. The two titles don't connote emotional intelligence. One title is Seven Things That Great Leaders Do. Seven Things That Great Leaders Do. You'll see they're right on my website, and you can read the article, and when you read it, you'll see that the seven things that great leaders do, you know, about six of the seven things are emotionally intelligent behavior. And then the other article that's in there is what I learned about business from John Wooden. You know, it talks about my meeting with John Wooden. In addition to the things that I already mentioned on our call here, he mentioned four or five other things that are just so wonderful about how he behaved as the leader of that team and what he did to make it effective. And we haven't had time to go into all those behaviors today, but they're in that article, and I'd recommend that to anybody to get out of my website. It's free right from my website.
Well, Al, you know it's a pleasure for me anytime to talk to you, and I love sharing you with my peeps, and I think they're going to get a lot out of this because, I mean, it's a really deep but incredible subject that I think people need to know about. So, if they wanted to get a hold of you, what is the best way for them to do that?
Well, two ways. One is you can just write an email to me. It's ahritter@ritterconsultinggroup.com. ahritter@ritterconsultinggroup.com. Or give me a call. I love to take calls on this subject. It's my favorite topic, so give me a call on anything we've talked about. 630-673-4254.
Awesome. And so people know Ritter is Al Ritter. I don't know what the H stands for, but that's for another day. So, Al, man, thank you so much for joining us. I so greatly appreciate it, and I really look forward to our next get-together. So thanks, man, for joining us.
Thank you, Brian. Great to be with you, too. Thanks a lot.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.